Bill LeBlanc here, live on location, Windspeaker Radio Network, sitting here with Dr. Leroy Littlebear, who just finished giving the keynote address at the Supporting Indigenous Language Revitalization Conference. You've given keynotes everywhere, universities, school classrooms, everywhere. How does it feel to give a keynote at such an event with so many language educators, teachers, to have everybody under one roof here today?
Oh, you couldn't ask for more, because as I said, hey, we've got our walk-in libraries and our elders over here that speak the language, that can think about it, and maybe in some cases they don't always know how to articulate it compared to English, but they understand the processes, and when you point them out, they say, oh yeah, you know, in other words, old hat, I know that, yeah.
And I feel like that was one of the biggest takeaways from that, was the differences between the languages, and you know, you spoke about the metaphysics, and you spoke about the cultural significance. What do you think is the next big step in revitalizing Indigenous languages?
Well, I would say the next thing is to know the songs, because a large part of it is about that sounding and so on. That periodic table I was talking about is really about sounds out in the environment. And our kids need to hear those sounds. So we need to take them out there. And consequently, if they do that, hey, songs will come back and so on, and from there, hey, they'll participate in our ceremonies and so on. And Tsinixin in Blackfoot is, they'll say it's storytelling, but in Blackfoot, Tsinixin really means my actual involvement in a happening.
Amazing.
See, and so It's the exchange of experiences, you know, and our stories, our language tells those exchanges.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Once again, Dr. Leroy Littlebear gave the keynote at the Supporting Indigenous Language Revitalization Conference. Thank you so much for your time and your words today, Doctor.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hi. Yeah.